أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, our creator, our designer, our sustainer. And we begin by sending peace and salutations upon his beloved messenger, Muhammad the son of Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I hope my brothers and sisters, my young friends, that you are all doing well by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be honest, I have been missing everyone. You know, there are many people that we have not seen in a very long time, especially our elders, families, you know, who would normally come for Salatul Jum'ah, who are perhaps not able to come, or don't feel comfortable coming, my young friends, and others who are also regulars. You know, alhamdulillah, we had a great lineup of activities before the pandemic. Of course, we used to have a large gathering for Salatul Jum'ah, alhamdulillah. And also, of course, we have our KMA Hikmah School, Medina School, which are also still operating online. We're not able to offer classes in person, but you can certainly sign up your children for online classes at hikmahschool.ca and almadinaschool.ca as well, inshallah, for language studies, Arabic, Urdu, Islamic studies on Saturdays as well, along with the language, and also for Quran classes Mondays and Wednesday evenings as well through Almadina School, inshallah. So those are still operating online. I want to thank the management, the brothers and sisters, especially Dr. Nabil, Sister Afreen, Brother Mahmoud, others who are involved with the schools for all of their tremendous efforts, and of course all the staff and teachers. We also, of course, used to have family pizza night. I always wondered whether it was the topic that brought people in or the pizza, but it doesn't matter because the whole point was to get people in, alhamdulillah. So it was great to see many families joining in for that, which we're not able to do. I remember last year, here at this property, our future mission site, we had a back-to-school scavenger hunt, which was great fun, alhamdulillah. Of course, we're having Children's Circle and Strive for Youth and other programming as well, like Living the Love of the Prophet wasallam, and you know, various events, alhamdulillah. So I miss all of those. I miss everyone who used to attend. And I pray, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you safe, inshallah. May Allah azza wa jal keep all of us safe and bring us back together safely and quickly. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Also, my special dua for all the students who are going back to school or who are in school now. Their families, all the teachers and staff as well. I know it's a very unsettling time. It can be. Some people may be perfectly fine. Others may be, you know, very anxious and worried, maybe having challenges in terms of getting back to the school routine. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this easy for everyone involved. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. My friends, my brothers and sisters, last week we talked about the importance of good friends, and we discussed the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he identified two types of friends, with the example of the one who deals with musk, meaning perfume, and the other who is a blacksmith. And we said that there's, you know, nothing wrong with being a blacksmith. It's just an example the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving when he said that فَحَامِلُ الْمِسْكِ إِمَّا أَنْ يُحْذِيَكَ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَبْتَعَ مِنْهُ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا طَيِّبًا. That the carrier of musk will give you some, or you will buy some, or you will notice a good smell. Meaning that if we have friends who are positive people, who are good people, who deal in good, who have good character, it will have an impact on us. وَنَافِقُ الْكِيرِ إِمَّا أَنْ يُحْيَقَ ثِيَابَكَ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَجِدَ رِيحًا خَبِيثًا. As for the blacksmith, he will burn your clothes, or you will notice a bad smell. Meaning, as an example of bad company, again, nothing wrong with being a blacksmith, but being around bad company will have a negative impact on us. We also discussed the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said that al-maru ala dini khalili falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil, that a person is upon a man literally, but generally applies to both men and women. So a person is upon the religion, the creed of his close friend, or of close friendships, close friends. So beware, pay attention to, be mindful of who you befriend. And we said in the end, as some action items last time, to do an audit of your friends. And to, you don't have to have a checklist and a clipboard and, you know, actually go to them. But, yeah, you know, you sit down and you think about it, that, you know, are they helping you become better? Or are they the type of friends who discourage you from doing good things? You know, are they respectful of your beliefs? Are they helping you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to adopt good virtues, virtuous traits, or to do good things? Also to consider is when you get together, what are the things that you do and what do you talk about? And are these things that people don't want to hear about, or things that you're embarrassed about? And this goes really for everyone. I mean, it goes equally for men, equally for women, for youth, for adults, for children, for everyone, right? Because subhanAllah, nobody is immune from these types of challenges and struggles when it comes to company and friendships. So adults can have that challenge as well, that, you know, a group of men, a group of women, when they get together, they talk about things perhaps, you know, which are shameful, or talk about things which are looked down upon, or which are sinful. You know, it's very, very common, unfortunately. So think about, you know, what when you get together with your group of friends, men or women or boys, girls, whoever it is, you know, what do you talk about? What are the activities that you engage in? And these friends that you have, and what are they involved in, right? Are they involved in things and doing things, having character and behaviors that you'll be ashamed to tell others about? And also we talked about, you know, to think about how you can encourage your friends towards that which is positive and that which is good and that which is clean. How can you become a positive influence in your circle of friends, right? So that you don't leave a hole, a vacuum that can be filled in by someone bringing in negative activities or negative traits. You know, how can you bring in some positivity and promote goodness within your social circle? And in the end, we ask this question that you have to ask yourself, are you going to be happy that you had these friends in this life? The friends that you have, are you going to be happy that you had them on the Day of Judgment? Or are you going to regret it and be upset at them for all the trouble that you got into when you are around them? On the Day of Judgment, will you be among those who will regret having these friendships? Because at the end of the day, you know, that is something that is very possible and will happen to many people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Now, the question is this. So, okay, we understand the importance of good friendships. We understand the importance of being in good company. The question is, how do you make good friends? And this is a question that often comes up, especially with young people, but also sometimes adults struggle with it as well. That how do you make good friends? Yes, I understand, ma'am, that it is important that, you know, I need to have good company and good friends, but how do I go about doing that? So the first thing I've got to say is that today there seems to be a focus, perhaps more so, I guess it always, you know, has existed, probably depends on your age, right? So there's studies looking at, you know, that when people are in their 20s, or younger, they're looking at accumulating friendships and having lots of connections, right? And we see that more like today more than ever, right? You see, okay, you find someone, you look them up on social media, say, okay, how many followers do they have, right? And supposedly that's like, you know, as if it's supposed to give credibility to that person. Okay, how many followers do they have? You know, how big is their social circle? Are they an influencer? And so on and so forth. So the first thing you got to say is that there seems to be a focus on accumulating friends, even if not if they're not really friends or quality friends, just so that we can say that we have friends or connections. Now, of course, you know, LinkedIn is a little bit different because it's for professionals, it's for work and so on. But again, you know, a lot of times it's about how many connections, how many people do you have in your network? So that's not to say there's no benefit. There may be some benefit of having a larger social circle when we are younger, especially. But the reality is that the true benefits of friendship can actually be actualized through few quality friends. So you don't have to have a lot of friends in order to get the benefits of friendships. And there are many benefits of having good friends, and psychologically, you know, mentally, in terms of your health, even in terms of your spirituality, you know, good friends can have a great positive impact. But you don't have to have a lot of friends. You don't have to have a lot of friends in order to get those benefits. You can get those benefits from a few quality friends. Now, it can be challenging to make friends. And of course, we are living in exceptional times right now. So not all of what I'm going to suggest is going to be applicable right now. But it's just for us to have a plan in our minds that if you want to, you know, build good friendships, you know, establish good friendships and have good friends, What are some of the things that we can do? Some of these things, you know, may be little things. They may be seen as little things, little tweaks that can help us improve, that can help, you know, that we can try to do, and they can help us improve, inshallah, our chances of making good friends. And the first thing that comes to mind is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that al-mu'minu ya'laf wa yu'laf wa la khayra fi man la ya'laf wa la yu'laf wa khayru an-nasi anfa'uhum lin-nas. That the believer, right, this is something very, very interesting that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said with regards to the character, the attitude, the demeanor of a believer. And he said that the believer is likable, right, or sociable, easily approachable, and pleasant when approaching others, right? The Prophet ﷺ is giving us what? Characteristics of the believers, right? Like if you're believers, alhamdulillah, we're believers. This is something that we want to adopt in our lives in terms of our attitude and how we deal with people, our character. So the believer is likable, or sociable, easily approachable, pleasant when approaching others. And there is no good, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا خَيْرٍ, right? And there is no good in one who is difficult to approach and harsh with others. There is no good in one who is difficult to approach and is harsh with others. And the Prophet ﷺ ended the statement by saying, and the best of the people are those who are most beneficial to people. Now, of course, when we are trying to benefit others, when we are having good character traits, this should be sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because indeed, this was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being given the best of characters by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the best of characteristics and traits, those that we should try to emulate. And amongst them was this fact that he was likable, easily approachable. SubhanAllah, like, you know, you hear, you read narrations about, you know, little girls in Medina, you know, children who would come and hold the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take him for a tour of the city. Huh? Talking about who? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he's got tons of things to do. He's a busy person, right? But a child comes and wants to take the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, I want to show you something. Oh, come, you know. And he goes. He's busy. He's walking. And an elderly woman comes and stops him to talk to him. You know, he's busy. You know, you think of the leader. You think of prime minister. You think of someone who's going to a meeting. That's going to, you know, his part has a busy schedule. But someone comes and wants to talk and he stops. And he gives her the time. You know, gives her the time that she needs. So being likable, easily approachable, sociable, pleasant when approaching others, not being harsh with others, right? So having an attitude which is based on pleasantness, kindness, politeness, because the reality is that hearts are not inclined towards people who are rude and harsh. You think about yourself. Do you want to become friends? Do you want to get close to someone who is rude and harsh? Most likely not, unless you see that rudeness and harshness as some sort of symbol of, I don't know, power or authority or something, right? But most likely, chances are that you don't want to be in the company of people who are rude and harsh, right? Unless, like I said, it's like part of a gang or something, or seeing like something that's, you know, very positive. But overall, generally, right, most fair-minded people will not want to be in the company of such people, right? So be like the person in whose company you would like, what you would want to be. So having a pleasant attitude and demeanor, smiling, right? Okay, of course, we're wearing masks, so it's hard to tell, you know, that I'm smiling right now. But, you know, smiling regularly, smiling when you approach strangers, smiling when you approach friends. We know that this is also a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have multiple companions, you know, who talk about how they would approach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would always have a smile. He would always, or at least would always greet them with a smile, right? And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has talked about how it is also an act of charity, right? Not to look down upon any act, no matter how small it is, even if it is meeting with your brother with a cheerful face, right? With a pleasant demeanor. So being pleasant and being positive in terms of our demeanor and the way we deal with people, to be easygoing, these are all things which are from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be genuinely likable. Why do I say genuinely? Because people do things to become likable, but they're not genuine. Huh? Who doesn't want to be liked? Everyone likes to be liked. Huh? You like to be liked, right? Post a photo, you see how many people liked it. Huh? How many people do that? It's true, right? So everyone likes to be liked, right? Nobody wants to be disliked. People like to be liked. But the behavior often comes with doing things which are fake, What does it end up with? Things which are fake, which are not genuine, in order to be liked. But that doesn't work, okay? Because at the end of the day, people are able to see who you really are, okay? Your words, your actions, your character, even if you're hiding it from some people, you know, at the end of the day, it comes through, okay? So being genuinely likable, being a genuinely helpful and compassionate person, you know, being just generally having a positive attitude, this is something that can actually go a long way in opening doors to positive and long-lasting friendships, inshallah. So that's the first thing. The next question is, you know, what type of friends do you actually want? And off that question, you can then ask yourself, where are those people found? Okay, so the types of friends that you want, you know, you sort of imagine what type of characteristics you would like, what type of person, you know, you'd like to be friends with, and then try to find where those people would be found. Okay, and you can think of collective activities. Now, of course, this is the part that, you know, may not really apply in the pandemic because there's a lot of activities that are canceled or they're not being held in person. But, you know, in normal times, the best place to start is from your masjid. The best place to start is from your masjid, because if you want friends who are going to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, these people are most likely to be found where? Where are you likely to find people who are going to be genuine and going to be helping, you know, are more likely to help you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, does that mean everyone who comes to the masjid is perfect? No, of course not. Okay? None of us are angels here. Okay? We're not leading a jama'ah of malaika. Okay? The perfect people are going to be here. So, of course, people come to the masjid will have shortcomings. Sometimes they may do things which are wrong or, you know, which turn us off and so on and so forth. So that's possible. But overall, if you're looking for people of taqwa, you're looking for people who are going to be positive, people who love the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most likely they're to be found in the masjid. So start with the masjid, you know, for students in university, college, perhaps even some high schools, you know, start with the MSA, because it shows you that those are people that are more likely to be inclined. Doesn't have to be always the case, like I said, but who are more likely to be inclined towards things which really matter, which are very positive. Then, of course, you know, common interests, right? This goes without saying. So if you have some, you know, the more interests you share with someone, the more likely it is that you may be able to, you know, develop a friendship with them. So whether it's school, the same school, same types of activities you're interested in, you know, I often tell students, you know, in school, okay, you pay attention to, so actually this is something I do, right? So when I go into a new class that I'm studying in, student for life, right? You're studying from time to time. So I like to go in and just examine the room. I like to go in. I'm the type of person, everyone's different, you don't have to do this, but one technique I do is I'll go back, sit at the back of the room and just examine everything, right? And just see, okay, what are the dynamics? Who's, you know, talking to who? What's happening? Who's taking the lead? Who's, you know, so just sort of examine and just take stock of everyone that's around. And then from there, you know, figure out, okay, who are the people who are, you know, who are likely to have similar interests, who, you know, maybe think similarly, or who, you know, who have things in common. So school, you know, extracurricular activities, things like that, you know, people who have similar interests in studies, sports, right, people who are interested in the same sports, same types of activities. So common interests, but of course, those that are based on deen, based on taqwa, those are the best, right? Let's say you don't have any of these. Okay, well, there's other options. Maybe starting a book club, or I don't know, going with his brothers, mashallah, who go biking together. You know, they have a thing going where they go, they do mountain biking and so on. You know, people who go hiking, families who are, you know, homeschooling, people who volunteer, right? They volunteer for a cause and they meet people who also care about others, who are also merciful and compassionate towards others, because, you know, you have to have a certain level of humility in order to volunteer. Right. Unless you're doing the 40 hours because you have to graduate from high school and you have no other choice, then okay, you're sort of forced to do it. Right? But otherwise, if someone is voluntarily actually going out and volunteering, then you know, most chances are that they have a certain level of humility, right? That they're actually putting themselves out there if they're genuinely doing that for, like, without any other, you know, interest or reason that they're doing it for, or, you know, even tutoring or helping others, right? If you have some skill, some knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with and helping others, right? People who are in your class, you know, people who are in need of some help, you know, helping them and being there for them. Now, let's say that, you know, you've tried these different things, and we have to say, of course, that you make dua, right? The most important thing that every action should be backed up with for us as believers is dua, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good friends, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good company, and asking Allah azza wa jal to protect us from harmful friends. And that's important because, you know, you may realize that even though you are trying to make friends, you're trying to do the things that we're discussing, and perhaps there's some better ideas that others have or that you read about, you know, let's say you're still not able to make friends, or you still find it very, very challenging. And I know it's not easy. It can be very hard, you know, especially if you live in a small town, you live in a place where there's very few people who are like-minded. It can be challenging. So just realize that at some points in our life, it might actually be better for us to have no friends, because perhaps the ones that we would end up having would be harmful and negative. And there's no shortage of stories of people who pretend to be friends, who have bad intentions, you know, who are trying to take advantage of others. You know, I heard a very, very, you know, one very tragic story, you know, a woman who became friends with someone who she thought was a good friend, divulged secrets, you know, about her family life, and then essentially was being blackmailed. Right, was essentially being blackmailed because she feared that those secrets would be exposed. Right, so be very, very careful about what you share. Be, you know, there's some things, especially for those who are adults, but even for teens as well, there's some things that should never be shared with anyone. Right, unless you're dealing with a therapist or a counselor or, like, you know, an imam or someone that you're, you know, that you really need help from. Right, so be judicious about who becomes your friend, but also what you share with your friends. You know, so there are people, unfortunately, who have bad intentions, who are trying to, you know, blackmail others, who are perhaps taking or blackmail us, who are trying to take advantage of us, of our kindness, of our wealth, of our expertise, you know, who are jealous and who are trying to harm us. And again, you know, thinking about these things, we might get worried. But at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a protector, and that is why we always make du'a, especially recite, you know, Mu'awwidhatayn, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his protection. But the point is that sometimes it might actually be in our best interest not to have any friends, because perhaps the ones we would have had would end up harming us, so it would be negative for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, أَلَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. That close friends will be enemies to one another on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the hereafter, the day of judgment, close friends, right? Al-akhillah, close friendships, close friends, will be enemies, right? Ba'dhum li ba'din adu, right? Will be enemies to one another on that day, illa al-muttaqeen, except the righteous, right? So if we make friends that are not righteous, it may end up being a short-lived friendship, right? It may be short-lived in this world, and even if it lasts in this world, it likely will not last in the hereafter, right? So therefore, the best friends will be those who are amazing friends in this world and who have the potential to be amazing friends in the hereafter as well. We find a saying in the books of tafsir, the authenticity Allah knows best, but essentially, that مَنْ ذَكَّرَكُمُ اللَّهُ رُؤْيَتُهُ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْطِقَهُ وَذَكَرَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَمَلَكُ. Right, that who should be your friend, who deserves to be your friend? So basically, the one who reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you see him, or when you see that person. When you see that person, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَزَادَكُمْ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْطِقُ. And they add to your knowledge when they speak. Because you see a person, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they speak, they increase you in knowledge. And they remind you of the hereafter when they act, right? So everything about this person, right, this type of person, is that they're constantly connecting you or reminding you of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is ideally, you know, the type of person that we should be, or the types of people we should be aiming to be with. Again, no one's going to be perfect. There's no angels in this world amongst us. So human beings will always have some shortcomings. But in terms of the ideal qualities we're trying to look for, the people that we choose to spend our time with and that we become friends with, is that they remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we see them, they add to our knowledge when they speak, and they remind us of the hereafter when they act, right? So they are focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are genuine people, and we, being in their company, can get inspired by them to also become better, to learn something good, and to be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our relationship with Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the best of friends and company in this world and the hereafter. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from every form of evil and harmful friendship and company in this world and the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We have some pieces of sad news today. in the past few days. So first of all, the mother of our brother Rahil Rafiq passed away in the UK, and locally as well, our elder sister, pioneer in the Muslim community with many contributions in many ways, Sister Khadija Hafiji, was also quite close to us as well, has passed away as well. And also, we have a couple of individuals in our community at least who are recovering from major surgeries. Brother Farooq, wife of our brother Ja'far. So inshallah, let us make dua for all of them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس. Oh Allah, please shower your mercy and your forgiveness upon our sisters, our brothers, everyone who has passed away and returned to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please increase them in rank. Oh Allah, please accept all of their contributions and their good deeds. Oh Allah, please forgive them for their mistakes and their shortcomings, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant them the best place in al-Firdaus, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant us all a good return to you as well. Oh Allah, please grant us a return with your name on our lips, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please unite us with our loved ones who have passed, with all of our brothers and sisters who have returned to you in the best place in Jannah, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please cure all of our brothers and sisters who are ill. Oh Allah, especially our elder sister who is suffering from much pain and illness. Oh Allah, we have our brother and our sister locally who are suffering from long-term pain and injuries and constant struggles. Oh Allah, our brother Farooq, our sister, the wife of Brother Ja'far, both of them who are recovering from major surgeries, our sister who is suffering from cancer, our brother who has unexplained symptoms, our friends and relatives who are diagnosed with COVID-19, and all of those who are ill or are at risk of becoming ill. Ya Rabbal Alameen, you are the protector and you are the healer. Oh Allah, you are the Shafi. Oh Allah, grant them speedy recovery, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please protect them from all types of illness and pain and suffering, Ya Allah, and grant them a state of peace and recovery, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are in pain, who are in grief, stress, anxiety, physical, mental, of any kind. Oh Allah, please replace all of that with happiness and joy, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma shfihim shifa'an ajlan kamilan min kulli da'. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين اللهم انا نسالك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم ان ات نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم أسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارفع عنا هذا البلاء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية اللهم آمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا واصلح نياتنا وذرياتنا واحسن خواتمنا واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من قلب لا يخشع ودعاء لا يسمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن علم لا ينفع يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل والجبن وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نسألك خير المسألة وخير الدعاء وخير النجاح وخير العمل وخير الثواب وخير الحياة وخير الممات يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم واصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله خير. My brothers and sisters, for those at home, please pray four rak'ahs of dhuhr. If you have registered for Friday prayer, please come at your allotted time. Inshallah, tonight we'll be having a very important discussion online, of course, on navigating school during the pandemic. Inshallah, we'll have a medical expert along with a school principal, inshallah, to discuss this. 7:30 p.m. tonight, inshallah, live at kanadamuslims.ca/live, and also on our Facebook and YouTube channels at Kanada Muslims, inshallah. So please do join us for that.